I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with his film reviews that you find at Ben_Fennell_NFL. Had a couple of bombshell ones. Had a little bit of audio. We like that. He debuts and showcases his audio abilities when he joins us here on Fridays. Ben Fennell on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ben, appreciate the time as always, man.
It's always a pleasure to hop on with you guys. And every now and then I'll throw some audio on my breakdown for some extra context. But mostly it's just talking with you guys on Fridays.
Now, Ben, you did make a lot of noise with the conversations about Aaron Rodgers sparking up this week and the type of play that you saw from number 12. What was the most concerning thing you saw from 12's play against Washington this weekend?
Well, I thought the play that I put up was just a perfect microcosm for the whole Aaron Rodgers kind of conversation, and that's his whole propensity to hold the ball for bigger plays, playing without a structure. And, you know, let's just say on that particular play that he took a sack on third down, let's say he ran for 20 yards. And I'm just trying to put that thought process into people's minds that in the quarterback room, he would get a negative. Why? Because that's not his job to play out of structure. When there are answers to defensive problems built through the design and through the structure of the play, it's his job as the quarterback to execute that play. And I thought that play in particular, there were guys open, the play concept worked, and it was the perfect picture of Aaron Rodgers deciding to hold the ball and either run, play out of structure, play improvisationally, and that's not his job.
Well, now, the Aaron Rodgers apologies would tell you that that is what those kind of plays is what made Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. So what do you say to that?
Well, and he's blessed us with plays out of structure for the last 10 years. And he's earned the right to play out of structure up until about 2 or 3 years ago that he's turning 33, 34 years old, now coming off a knee injury, now 36 years old. If you want to have success late into your career, you don't play out of structure. You play from the pocket, you play with your mind, you play with your experience, and you play with the most gifted right arm on the planet, which I feel like he still has. So I just feel like he needs to play more within structure. He's not the same player that he once was, and I feel like the plays that he's blessed us with out of structure in combination to his Super Bowl win, he's developed immunity to be criticized as a quarterback. And I just want to pull everybody back in to say, you know what, Aaron Rodgers is talented, but he's not void of criticism, and he's not a perfect player. And I think plays like the ones I put on Twitter are perfect snapshots to say, you know what, he's a talented player, but he could still improve.
Ben Fennell, if you were scripting up how to beat the Chicago Bears defense this week, how would you go about attacking that defense? Would it be all about Aaron Jones?
Well, you know my game plan on a week-to-week basis. I don't think you can give that guy enough touches in a game, and I would love to establish the run on early down and then work in the play action and involve the running backs into the pass game and really contain that Chicago Bears pass rush, whether that's Khalil Mack or Leonard Floyd. And that seems to be my recipe each week, a balanced offensive attack, establish the run, and don't get yourself into third and medium and third and long situations where they're going to pin their ears back and give Aaron Rodgers trouble.
Talking with Ben Fennell here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. And Ben, trying to establish that run, I think, might be a little bit easier this week than in week one when the Bears were at their full complement. Now, I know they'll get Akeem Hicks back this week, somewhat maybe in a limited fashion as he comes back his first game back returning, but they're also without now Roquan Smith, done for the year with a pectoral injury, and also done for the year is Danny Trevathan. How much easier with those two inside backers down do you think it will be for the Packers to try to establish that run game?
Well, Roquan Smith is one of the more electric, explosive linebackers in the NFL, and he's a guy that can make plays out to the numbers from sideline to sideline. So not having him on the field, I think, is definitely an advantage for the Packers. But I think this is a huge game for the interior offensive line to get get back on schedule, and especially facing an Akeem Hicks style of player that's an all-pro level of defensive tackle, and it was a blessing to not have to face him in week one. So I think Billy Turner, Corey Lindsley, and the rookie Elton Jenkins really need to step up this week and make sure Akeem Hicks doesn't ruin the game.
Now, there's a flip-flop of Steve questions. If you were the Bears, how would you go about beating the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I want to do what I can to keep the linebackers on the field and involved, whether that's Blake Martinez or V.J. Goodson. So that's,
right.
Adding to the field multiple tight ends, maybe some two-back sets, and trying to find matchups, maybe with Tariq Cohen against Blake Martinez or David Montgomery against B.J. Goodson, and trying to exploit those guys in space. They're not the most athletic players. They have some liabilities, covering out of the backfield. So if I was the Chicago Bears, I would definitely look at Tariq Cohen in particular and try to isolate him on offense against our linebackers.
Bears defense to the Packers offense?
Well, I think the main thing is the Bears defense needs to stop the run. And then you get Aaron Rodgers in third and medium, third and long, and then you can pin your ears back and really get after the passer. But if you establish the run and have a balanced attack and you get into manageable situations on a drive-to-drive basis, it becomes really tough to attack the Packers offense. And I think LaFleur has done a really good job for most of the season in calling a balanced game plan.
Would you ever thought a day where basically you, and this is kind of what I said, so I don't want to put words in your mouth. I said you've got to force Aaron Rodgers to beat you. You got to stop Aaron Jones and make Aaron Rodgers beat you. Were you ever thought of the day when that would be there, where you said, okay, Rodgers got to win this game for us?
And that was kind of my thought process to start the year, in that Aaron Rodgers used to be the worst quarterback in the NFL to blitz because he had snap decision making, he had a laser arm, he had a snap delivery, and you didn't want to blitz this guy. But all of a sudden this year, adding pressure to Aaron Rodgers gets him to drop his eyes, and he wants to solve problems with his legs. And he's just not that quarterback anymore. And just to your point, it's just crazy that we're at this stage of the Green Bay Packers in 2019, that if you had to choose between Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, we almost want to play Aaron Rodgers instead. And it's just almost, a crazy thought in Packer fandom and in Green Bay circles to think Aaron Rodgers is the liability on this offense, but that really is where we are in 2019. If I had to choose Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Jones, I'm going after Aaron Rodgers.
That is just such a strong word, too. Liability. That's the toughest. That word, I don't know how strong it sits. I mean, it says a lot.
It
is a strong word. Joining us now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talking Packers football, Ben Fennell. You follow his film breakdowns of the Green Bay Packers online at Ben_Fennell.
Hey, Ben, I wanted to look at more of the explosion plays, plays over 25 or 30 yards of the Green Bay Packers. They give up a lot of those, more than worst in the league, but for some reason they're 10-3. How do you explain that? I mean, because they never played a lot of Hall of Fame or Pro Bowl quarterbacks for whatever reason, but they just just tend to win. Do you just chalk it up as Ben don't break defense, or can you say they're just number, like top five or six or red zone defense? That's what really counts.
Yeah, it's a Ben but don't break defense to a T, and trying to create turnovers, be an opportunistic defense, getting after opposing quarterbacks, and if you allow some chunk plays or some third down conversions, can you tighten up in the red zone? And that's been the Packers defense most of this season. But when you start to look at the victim list, Dwayne Haskins, rookie. Daniel Jones, rookie. Kyle Allen, starting in his second year. Joe Flacco, kind of on the way out. It's really not an impressive list of quarterbacks that the Green Bay Packers have played. So as we start to get later in the season and we're starting to see Trubisky and we're going to see the Minnesota Vikings again and Kirk Cousins, I want this defense to start to, really pull the reins back on some of the better quarterback play in the NFL, because when you start to look at some of these wins, they're really not that impressive on paper.
Let's talk a little bit about Trubisky, since you went there and said maybe these wins weren't all that impressive. How much has he changed? How much has that offense changed since the first time they played him?
It's tough to say. They've had a lot of offensive line issues this year that really prevented them from establishing the run, and they've been pretty one-dimensional, and they've been behind in a couple games. And Mitch Trubisky is like Alex Smith. He's not really going to hurt you, but he's not going to win a lot of games from behind. And the second you get behind the chains or you get behind two scores and you ask Mitch Trubisky to be a superhero and put the team and the offense on his back, that's not the type of quarterback he is. And I think we really saw that from the Chicago Bears through the first half of the season, that Mitch Trubisky really isn't that superhero franchise quarterback, put the team on his back type of player. It doesn't mean he doesn't have ability. It doesn't mean he's not athletic. It doesn't mean he doesn't have a strong arm. He's really a product of the system. And not to say he's a game manager is a negative thing, because you know what? Every coach wants a game manager. But Mitch Trubisky doesn't have a lot of elite qualities. And I think once they start establishing the run, getting healthy with their skilled players, trying to find some continuity with that offensive line and playing much better defense, you see the Chicago Bears team that's really, you know, played pretty well the past couple weeks on a three-game winning streak, having won four of the last five games, and they're really one of the hotter teams in the NFL right now.
Ben Fennell, you go into Lambeau this weekend. If you're the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, how do you see it playing out in front of us on Sunday?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think the Packers are going to sneak it out 17-16.
There we go. That's a clean under. Ben, I love that kind of advice that you give people. Love that kind of advice you give people here. Fridays here on the Wendy's Big Show. Also at Ben_NFL on Twitter, where you follow the film breakdowns. Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Ben.
Always a pleasure, guys.
That's Ben Fennell joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Like him too. He's platinum. If you guys are looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.